Where my girl's got the sweetest pussy. Nestles in her lap. Be the first to admit and want to stroke that kitten. Fell right into her trap. Now all that fur and her purring gives me cause to pause. She may have a pretty kitty, but watch out for those claws.
The views and opinions expressed on the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City do not necessarily reflect those of Birkin Broadcasting or its affiliates. Calypso, Alexia, and Sierra are personalities put on for your entertainment. Their stories are real. Their language is explicit. Their behavior is outrageous. If you can't take the heat, get the fuck out of the kitchen. Blasting to you straight out of Las Vegas, Nevada, it is the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City, starring Sierra, Calypso, and Alexia.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, guys.
We have Chloe back in the studio with us this week.
Hey, girl, what's Chloe. Going on? What
She's going to become our resident skinny girl,
That's
isn't
right.
she?
Right, bitch.
She'll have curves.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm not that skinny.
She's not like skinny, but she's definitely thinner than we are.
She's skinny. Three of her would fit into me.
Do you guys know what today is? Google told me what today is.
What's today?
Today is Pi Day.
Pi Day.
It's Pi Day. It is the, what the hell is it, the 14th?
Right. March.
That's right.
March 14th.
Today's actually my best friend's birthday.
3.14.
3.14.
For those of you who don't, blah.
Yeah, 3.14.
3.14. Do you know Marie Callender's was giving away free pie today?
For what?
For really? Pi Day.
Oh my God, really?
How come I didn't know about this?
Why did this fat bitch not be down there going, chocolate pie?
No, banana cream pie, all the way.
Yeah. Key lime.
Oh, she's so funny.
Lemon meringue. I said it.
Chocolate.
You guys also know what today is?
What's today?
It is Super Bowl Sunday.
What a great title.
That's right. Y'all are in for a treat.
We're going to be doing the story of the felon.
That's right. So should we catch everybody up about how our week was first before we get into Bo?
Yes, let's do a weekly catch up.
Let's start with you, Alexia.
My week was pretty awesome because I have the most awesomest boyfriend ever.
Oh, really?
Aww.
I do. He was very sweet. This was domestic week.
Okay.
We were so domestic, we broke out the crock pot.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Pot roast. And we made pumpkin bread, which we brought for everybody.
Nice.
Woohoo.
Right on.
By the way, it's delicious.
Did you try some already?
Yes.
Nice. So it's been a very domestic week. And so much so that we had to go out last night because I was feeling a little too domestic, right? So we went out and watched Alice in Wonderland last night.
Ooh, how was it?
Awesome.
Really?
I
want
to see it. You have to see it in the 3D.
Can't wait. Great.
The 3D technology today is amazing.
How do they do that? Is it still the red and blue?
No. The glasses are clear now.
Really? No, they record it with two different cameras set up like eyeballs so that you're actually seeing it in dual vision. And
it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah, I went to see Avatar in 3D, and it looks like
you're
in the jungle.
Yeah, I still haven't even seen that yet.
Oh, my God, it's amazing. It's really good.
Alice was so much better than Avatar.
Really?
The 3D effects on it.
Wow, I can't wait.
I think the story was better. But
I can't wait.
It's got Johnny Depp in it. Come on.
Yeah, Johnny Depp was all pretty awesome.
Was he?
Yeah.
Nice, right on.
It was really good. I've never been like an Alice in Wonderland fan.
Right.
Never read the stories, never read the books. I mean, I know the basic story because everybody, it's pop culture.
Right.
But I was very impressed. It's
nice.
My boyfriend's favorite ever story. And after the movie, I looked over and I said, you are a man of many levels.
And he quietly said, yes, I am.
Exactly.
He's like an ogre, which is like an onion.
So how about you, Calypso? How was your week?
I have had such a crazy week. Monday, I actually met up with this guy. So you ladies remember I swore I will never have sex again on a first date ever because it doesn't work out.
Did you swear that?
Yes.
Really?
I did.
I think I was there.
Yeah.
I did. Well, technically, this doesn't count because we didn't go on a date.
There was no first date.
I met at our famous Motel 6.
Ooh.
Very good looking. Little Southern country boy drawl. He was so cute. Sex was amazing. Nice. Amazing. I mean, the man brought a pocket full of condoms. Wow. And used every single one.
Oh, nice.
It was awesome. The awesome. Shit. Now, after that, of course, I haven't ever heard from him again. You cocksucker. But, you know, however, I mean, you know, I got a good time out of it. So, woo-woo, I'm right? good. Let me see. What else is there? I had a great Saturday at school. Nice. I made like $15 off of one chick.
Nice.
It was fabulous.
Yeah, Friday would have been great too if you would have been there when
you
I showed
know what?
Up.
I'm sorry, what? What, you want to suck my what on the radio? yummy. So today I meet this other guy because I figured, you know what? If I'm going to date, my shit is going to dirt, you know?
Right.
So I put up a new ad on Craigslist. I figured, why not? You got to meet the freak somewhere in this town, right?
Right.
And Craigslist is probably the best place. So he sends me an email, and we're talking a little bit, and we text this morning, and he wakes up from his nap, and he's like, I really can't wait to meet you. Come meet me. I'll be at the top of the parking garage at the Bellagio. It's a great view. Ooh. You can see the fountains. Come meet me.
You know, whenever I go and park in a parking garage, I always park at the top just for the
me
view.
Me too. Well, and not just that, but you get the best parking.
That too. Of course, it was windy when we went to go see Alice. So I said to, you know, my man, I said, you don't have to park on the top if you don't want to, baby, because it's like really cold.
Aww. So I get there before him, and he's like, where are you? I said, you'll see me. I'm standing next to the wall, and I'm looking at the Paris, and the fountains are going, and I'm like, oh, this is really nice. Please don't let him be an asshole. Please don't let him be an asshole. So he texts me, I'm driving up in a red Navigator. And I said, ooh
nice.
All right.
Because brother man got two jobs. Okay. So I decided, you know what? Not that I'm going to put off sex as like a treat, you know?
Right.
You'll get this if we go out on four dates type of thing. No. I just figured, you know, let me get to know you a little bit, you know? I don't want, like,
I
you know, 2 weeks.
I
want to
know what your favorite color is first.
Right, exactly, right. You know? Because I really don't want you to be slamming me from the back and go, yeah, baby, it's blue! Then I'm not going to care. But, so he gets there, and he gets out of the car, and I turned around, and I went,
oh.
My heart hit my feet and bounced back up. I said, oh, fuck.
Was it a monkey troll?
No.
He said that he looked like Tony Soprano, which I could deal with. Tony Soprano's a good-looking man.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, kind of stocky. He wasn't stocky, bless his heart. That was a big boy.
Ooh.
That was a big boy.
Was that like No I Dave big or?
Kind of.
Wow.
Kind of.
Any guy that compares himself to a celebrity isn't going to be that cute.
Well, you know, he comes up behind me and hugs me like this. Which I was okay with until he put his arm right here, and his arm is so fucking big, I was like suffocated. I'm like,
I can't breathe.
But he smelled really good.
That is an important factor. Smelling
that was
good.
A plus.
It is.
Yes.
And he brushes my hair off my neck, and he goes, you smell good too. And I was like, oh well, you know, maybe I'll give it a shot. You
right,
know,
right?
And then we're standing there talking, and then he smiled.
How many is he missing?
He's not missing any.
Oh.
However, the coating on them
was
not
teeth.
Really the yeah.
Did he if not brush his teeth?
I don't know.
Did he look
dude,
like he could
but...
spit butter?
Your boyfriend's so fat, his teeth so yellow, he can spit butter.
Oh God. You know? So I mean, and it wasn't everywhere. It was just like in a part. But that was enough for me.
How many times teeth do we have to tell men that hygiene
brush
is
your
it's
fucking
a deal
teeth,
breaker.
Dude,
if
brush
I
your
meet
teeth.
You and you smell like BO or you haven't brushed your teeth, we're not going on a
I'm
second
telling
date.
You.
That's
yeah.
That's all there is to it.
So I told him I had to leave because I had to watch the baby today.
Because you know our shit was at home scrubbing our
right?
coochie.
Thank you.
Shaving our
pumicing
legs.
The feet.
Goddamn right. Putting on layers of deodorant, making sure we got coconut shampoo on our head or something.
Uh-huh.
You know that's what our asses
oh, yeah.
were doing.
Oh, yeah. Brother Man Monday, he got the treatment. I shaved everything. Motherfucker got the treatment. Let me tell you. So, anyway, I said I had to leave, and he's like, I didn't even grab your boob yet.
What? Really?
And I went... Excuse me?
She cocked her head to the side for those of you who can't see.
And went, excuse me? So he leans in for the kiss, and I knew it was coming. And I thought to myself, you know what I thought to myself? Cindy, just let him have it, because you know you're never going to see this guy again, right? So he goes to kiss me. And it was... It wasn't as slobbery and as spitty and gross as I thought it would have been, but it wasn't. Yeah,
well, no, you saw the butter.
I mean, and the bad breath. Oh, yeah, right, right.
Dumb.
So he tries to, like, cop a feel up under the shirt. So I pushed his hand back out. And I said, oh, okay, I got to go, you know. And I'm getting back in the car, and he opens the door for me. And I'm like, oh, that was nice. And he leans into the car before I leave. We're supposed to meet for breakfast tomorrow, okay? After breakfast, come to my place.
No.
Nope. So we can cuddle.
Right.
I'm like, heard that one before. That's going to happen. No. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know. You know, I'll think about it. And he leans in and he licks my lip.
No.
And says, don't tell me no. Really? Was that supposed to be sexy?
That's not
cute.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be, but. Yeah,
it's sexy when it's a guy sexy like if a, it's a super hot geologist
dude,
does that.
Right?
No. If he would have taken it from where he started with the, you know, wrapping his arm around you and brushing your hair away and telling you how pretty you were, and if everything else would have fallen in line behind that, that would have been fine. I bet you he would have been great.
Right.
If he had brushed his teeth, he didn't have BO, then maybe, you know? Because I like a confident man, and it sounds like he has confidence, but... The hygiene is so important, gentlemen.
Well, then he's texting me the rest of the day, you know, and I'm kind of just, you know, letting it lie low for a little while. I'm kind of stewing over it a little bit. You know what I mean? I'm kind of thinking about it. You know, I'm thinking, should I go for him? Because he's really not my type, which is probably beneficial. Anyway, long story short, I told him I wasn't going to go with him tomorrow and suck his dick at his house. And
you poor baby get his
and I
hurt.
Got you're too vanilla for me and I said
vanilla
he said
what
he goes
he's a dom.
Oh, you went on a date with a dom if he called you
I
vanilla.
Had no idea
what
mean? Vanilla meant. He a said dominator. I'm too plain.
Yeah, but what does vanilla mean?
I'm
vanilla
too plain.
Vanilla is a
I'm
term.
Not adventurous.
Vanilla is a term that BDSM people use to describe people like you who aren't really into anything really kinky.
Right
he told me it's more fun to be Rocky Road. So I said, you and Rocky Road have a great time.
So now you're
time.
Ice cream.
Pretty much.
No, okay.
No, he's like French vanilla all up with the yellow
so,
shit.
Right? So, yeah. Yeah, I told him,
butter
you
cream.
Know what?
Right.
Right? I'm like, thanks anyway, but I'm going to go with not so much. So, yeah. So that was my week. Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
Right. So Sierra,
WTF.
Fill me in. How's it going?
It's going really great. Do you guys remember the good kisser, Tim?
Yes.
I went on a date with him.
Yay!
Right on. Yeah.
Actually, I had a beer with him. It wasn't really like a date.
Well,
we met at a bar. We had a beer. We kind of caught up.
Right.
He's not thinking about staying in town, so it's not going to turn into anything other than maybe we might have sex.
Douchebag.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right.
Well, it's not a big deal. It wasn't like I had like all my kittens in this basket.
I understand that. He was the one that called you after 3 months of not talking to you.
That's true. You know. Well... We had a beer. We caught up.
So the only reason he called you was to get some tail before he left town.
Probably.
Okay.
Probably. And then Geek to Geek has been very, very kind to me.
Yeah.
Actually, I am going on a date tonight.
Yay.
Fill me in.
After the show, I'm going on a date. This guy, his name's Rob. We'll use first names. Name is Rob. Great guy. Funny as hell. He's my age, though. He's like younger than I'm used to dating. He's,
oh, my
you know,
God.
He's my age. I'm like, wow.
Yeah,
but
into unknown territory, I see.
Yeah, we emailed each other for like a week, and then for the last like 2 or 3 days, we've been text messaging, and he's very flirty.
He actually texted you?
Nice. He actually
because the other text guy never texted you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right,
fuck you, douchebag.
Never, and you know who you are.
Yeah, that other guy never text messaged me. So yeah, we're going to meet up tonight. You ladies are invited if you'd like to come.
Oh, I would love to.
Yes.
Oh, let's go.
I know that it could be a group date. I thought you were kidding earlier.
No, I wasn't kidding earlier.
She does. She looks like crap. As skinny as she might be.
Right? See, that's what
she
I thought.
Just
she was...
called her shit out, ladies
Look,
and gentlemen.
I thought she was kidding. That's
we're just
why
going
I
to the
like
champagne
this.
Cafe. It's going to be like 85-year-olds and you.
Oh, girl, come on. You can sit with me.
All right. I'll
okay.
Go
yeah. Yeah. We're just going right down to the street.
I'm
champagne Cafe
Daniels
on Maryland
anyway.
Between Flamingo and DI.
Yeah.
Nice place.
It is
nice
very place. Retro for those
it
of you who like old.
It is very retro, right?
They do play jazz, which is awesome.
Nice.
And Michael Bublé, which is really awesome.
Ooh. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
Michael Bublé.
Just haven't met you yet.
That's right. High five on the bubble.
Love that song.
So he seems like a really nice guy. The only pictures I've ever seen of him, though, are from kind of far away.
Are you sure you want to subject him to the three of us?
Yes.
We can be nice.
Yes, yes,
so we'll tone it down, well, I promise for you.
Well, think about it this way. How often are we not together?
Right.
That's true. That's
we very spend true. A lot of time together.
That's
my,
true.
One of my new prerequisites
are that,
oh, thanks, are that you have to be okay with the fact that most of my time out is not spent with a person, it's spent with people. And it's usually half of my family and all of my friends. They're like, what are you doing today hanging out with my sister? What are you doing today hanging out with my friends? What are you doing today hanging out with my mom? What are you doing today? Well, I'm not hanging out with you, apparently, because you don't want to hang out with me and my peeps.
Right.
I wouldn't mind hanging out with you and your peeps. Like, oh.
Right.
Master, completely done with this guy. Like, I'm just so done with him. He gets on my nerves so bad now. So bad. Because he's all like, oh, you're always so busy. And I'm like, yeah, it's because I'm with my friends and my family. And you've already said that you don't want to meet my friends and my family just yet.
Right.
So it's like,
right.
Whatever.
Well, whatever.
Well, see, my ex took all of my friends and family away from me. So I'm not going to let that happen again.
Yeah, no. Yeah. He pisses me off all the time. All the time, this Master J asshole.
So, the only picture that you've seen of this guy that you have a date with today are from far away.
Yeah, they're from kind of far
away. And that
away.
Was the same thing that happened when you had a date with No Eye Dave.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, shit.
But it
so
was also
I sit
the same thing.
Diagonal from you, so if I look at you and I give you the eyes, you'll know.
No, because then I will reflect the look on my face, and then this poor guy will think I have Tourette's or something.
So is that?
I'll just have to bust out with a cocksucker just to make sure that he thinks it is Tourette's.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing if you want to get out of the date.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, my Tourette's is really bad. Douchebag. I just really...
When I get nervous.
When I get really, really nervous, suck my cock. It's just really, really...
Cock like a bitch, motherfucker!
I just... No, it's not going to happen. No,
that's
you can't.
Awesome.
I don't want you to be visible. I've got to walk in first. Okay. I want to see him first, and then I can give you all the heads up.
Okay.
If I need to, I'll pretend that I have to throw up or something.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
I'll pretend like I'm
so
drunk when we get there.
Shall we start about Bo?
Bo.
Yeah.
Well, we do have
oh, that's
Galio
right. That's right.
Here.
Fill us in. I'm sorry, sweetie.
Since she wants to be our mascot, skinny girl.
Right. Yeah. Rah, rah, ree. Kick him in the knee. Rah, rah, rah. Kick him in the other knee.
Dated this week.
I haven't gotten any dates this week.
Who have you fucked, honey?
No, I haven't had sex.
Oh, that's
this
sucks. Sorry.
I've got... Okay, so I went in to get my tattoo on my leg.
Right.
And, of course, you know, me and Steve...
Right.
Kind of have a... Don't have a thing anymore, but we still...
Right.
Tap dance around.
A little
it.
Sexual tension going on.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I walk in, and the very first thing that he says to me, he looks at me with these eyes, and he goes... I haven't had sex since December.
Oh, I know how he feels.
And I looked at him, and I couldn't help it. I started laughing. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And then he gave me that look that you're giving me right now.
That hurt and, puppy look?
Yes. The hurt,
you
the hurt
gave,
puppy look.
You hurt his little feelers.
I know, his little feelers. So,
oh, my goodness.
As the tattoo goes on, we're talking about it. And I told him, I'm like, you know, it's your fault that you've haven't had sex since December. I'm
well,
only a
that's
phone call away.
Well, true. True. Yeah.
And he said, you're not supposed to help like that.
Oh.
He's
then
like,
you
you're
need
not
to tell him
that
you're not
me...
supposed to talk to me about it.
And that's exactly what I said.
Right on.
And so things went on and went on. Well, you guys all know the song. I think it's by Stained. It's Been a While.
Yes.
So what other song could possibly come on the radio that would fit the situation better but that
awesome.
Song?
That's awesome.
And I look up at him as soon as it starts, and I said, hey, Steve, do you hear the song? And he goes, no, what is it? I said, it's been a while. Not even 3 seconds after I said it, the other guy, Bernard, that was doing a tattoo, stood up from his cubicle and looked at Steve and said, hey, Steve. It's been a while.
Whoopsie.
So you didn't have pity on the poor man and have sex with him?
I would. That's the thing. But
he's just
going,
a stupid
he's
fucking
going
idiot.
Through his very religious confusion. He's not sure if he should be having sex.
Got it.
This,
and
you know what? Let
like
me
that.
Just clarify. And I like Steve a lot, but this motherfucker has Titanic sized baggage. Okay, Titanic sized baggage.
And he's a Gemini.
Baggage.
What does that say?
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Poor man doesn't
I've
know
dealt
what
with
way
one
is
before.
That. He doesn't know whether to scratch his watch or wind his butt.
Right. Right. And he got notice that his lease is going to be up, which he can go month to month for 3 months once it's up.
Is this his studio?
No, his apartment that he lives at. And so he can't decide if he wants to stay or leave. And I told him he should buy a house because even if he decides to leave, that's investment property. He can rent it. So,
does
whatever.
Does this have to do with sex?
And, well, no.
It should be. He's religious and confused.
Well, and that's the thing. We talked about it today, and he texted me more about it today, and he's just, he's confusing. Because
honey, you
he'll
know
talk
what? Just
to me
at
about
him and
sex,
say,
and then he'll talk to me about religion.
Just look at him and say, you can yell, oh, God, while we're fucking me.
Yeah. Right? That's exactly what I said.
I mean, technically, that's religion.
Wow.
Oh, my fucking God! Oh.
Right.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, you know.
What the so hell? We'll see. I'll keep you guys posted.
What the hell is that bumper sticker?
I'm going to try and tap that ass. I'm supposed to go over there tomorrow night.
Right. There's a bumper sticker that you need to get him that says, lying in bed screaming, oh God, does not constitute as prayer.
Don't get that for him. You'll never get laid again.
No, I know.
Never.
But there was another one that said, being on your knees is the most powerful position.
Oh, yeah.
Right the yes, fuck on. I can attest to that shit.
Right? That's the thing, too. He's totally religious, and then he talks about how, oh, well, I can teach you how to, you know, give head longer. Because I told him I can't give head for very long because it starts to hurt my jaw. And he goes, well, I can teach you different ways. But you're not going to let me suck your dick.
What? Wait.
So you're going to open the doors
what is
and
he
not
another
let
Chad?
Me suck your dick.
Wait.
Thank you.
How does he know
how to suck dick for a long time without his jaw getting...
Well, he did date a prostitute.
Oh. What'd she do? Bring him home a guy prostitute?
Well, no, but apparently maybe she gave him her secrets.
Maybe.
This is why I do what I do and how I do it.
Maybe, hello, hello. You know what? I might take him up on that because I'd like to learn that too because my jaw gets tired too.
Right? That's my problem. I love giving head. I don't mind it, but my jaw starts to hurt.
It's like any other muscle. You just got to build it up.
It's not my muscle. It's my bone.
Well, then you got issues. Go see a dentist.
Sure, I could just see her walk in. Excuse me, can you do something right here? Because I just can't suck cock as long as I'd like to.
Right. I don't have the stamina for it.
And he'll be like, you know what? Here, show me.
I'd like to see that what the hell is that dental surgeon walking in. All right, what are we prepping for? Well, we're prepping for a cocksucking surgery. What? We're gonna widen this bitch's jaws so she can stick two dicks in her mouth for
nice.
A half
at the same time.
Nice.
For at least a half hour.
Well, whatever works.
I can see the infomercials for that.
Right?
Right?
It'll come on right after
the
Bosley
surgery.
Hair treatment and just before Ron Jeremy's Extends commercial.
And you won't be able to understand
like
a word this bitch says. But everybody will be like, I have got to get that done.
Right? It'll be like the lifestyle lift.
They'll be like, what is that smell? Oh, it's my breath. What does it smell like? Penis?
Your breath smells like balls. I don't know how
oh, that's funny
that.
Shit.
You smell like testicles.
Well, right, so we're all caught up.
We are all caught up.
All right. So it's on to the bow.
It,
Super Bowl.
Brace yourselves, people. Awesome. Brace yourselves.
So
God,
Bo,
where do I begin?
Bo is one of Calypso's. So we'll let her start.
How
did you meet Bo?
I met Bo on AFF, a go figure.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. And I don't remember if I messaged him or he messaged me.
Do you know what AFF stands for?
Adult Friend Finder.
No. Yes.
All freaks fuck.
Or that.
For fuck's sake.
So he, right? So I get this message and his picture's included in it, and you open it up and angels descend and sunbeams come down and you hear, oh my God, just the prettiness just drips right off the screen, and he's got a tattoo on his neck and he's got this deep smoldering serious look going on.
You know how I am with the tattoos.
You have to actually be a paying member of AFF to get a good picture because all the rest of them are like really tiny.
Yes. And at the time, it was when I had first started out with AFF, so I was still a paid member and I was getting all the good dirt, you know?
Okay.
So, I think he had sent me a message and he said, here, give me a call. So I called him and he's like, I really think you should come see me today. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, what do I do? You know, because technically I had only met one other person off of AFF who was a police officer. So I felt a little safe,
yeah.
You know?
Right.
So I'm like,
and for the other people who don't know, AFF is... It's
an adult site where you go to get laid.
Right.
Let's just call a spade a spade. Yeah. So I'm like, you know, I think about it a little bit and I'm like, okay. So I write down his address and the directions on a piece of paper and make sure I leave it in the car. That way if I go missing, somebody will know where I've been, right? Yeah. now he calls me right as I'm driving down the street and he goes, where are you? And I'm like, I think I'm driving by your house right now. And I looked and I didn't say anything because, you know, I didn't want to like divulge everything. But I went, oh, yeah, I think I'm just going to go home. And he's like, what? No, 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 don't go home, you know, because I was teasing him. And I hung up the phone and I turned around and I was like, if there's a God, he will be as good looking up close as he is far away.
Right.
So I look over and he's opening the door for me.
Nice.
Oh.
And he's got this beautiful shoulder length kind of brown hair and these aqua green eyes. They weren't even green. They were like blue green.
They were like
But they were so, yes. And he had these eyelashes that touched above his eyebrows.
Good God.
Perfect lips. Perfect profile, chiseled jawline, tattoo on the side of his neck, just got out of the shower, so he is reeking with cologne. I mean, just like, if his body could say, fucking come lick me, oh my God, it would have been on, right?
His skin would have been screaming.
Right? So I walked in, and we sat down, and we're talking for a little while, and we're talking about his tattoos and everything, and he leans over, and he looks at me, and he puts his hand on the side of my face, and he brushes my hair back. And I literally hear myself go, so I know he had to have heard it, right? Nope. And he's staring at me in my eyes and he goes, you are fucking hot.
And her I went, panties
I said, dropped. I said, what?
No, they creamed. No dropping panties yet.
Just my God. I said, what? And he goes, you are just fucking amazing. You are just. Oh my God. And he's just like the whole time. And he's like, and your eyes and you're this and you've got perfect this and perfect that. And the whole time I'm just like, there's a puddle. I'm like melting, you know? So.
Oh no, she wasn't. It wasn't a puddle for melting.
That was straight up pussy excretion.
So he gets up and he's like, can I get you something? I'm like, yeah, you know, I'll take some water. And he some gets bottles. Up. He get right. You know, I had those in my purse. So when have you ever known me to go anywhere unprepared? God damn it.
Right.
So he gets up and he acts like he's going to the kitchen and he turns around real quick and leans in for the kiss. Mm. Oh my God. Ladies, if you're listening, all of us have had that one man that the minute he sticks his tongue in your mouth, you could just come for the next 20 minutes.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Oh my God. Good okay. Kisser. And I mean, he just grabs your face and just gets in it, bites your fucking bottom lip, and you're just like, oh my God, right? So he sits back down and we start making out, completely forgot about it. He's like, what was I doing? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Put your tongue back in my mouth. I have no idea what you're doing. So he's like, let's go upstairs. And I went,
all
right. And I'm thinking to myself, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And then I hear a voice inside of my head go, are you fucking stupid? What do you mean? What do you do? So I'm like, okay. So I followed him up the stairs, right? And I'm like, oh, protection. And he goes, fuck, I think I'm out. And I'm like, I'm not. Hold on. So I ran downstairs and I got my shit out of my purse. And I handed it to him. He goes, you carry these in your purse?
Well, yeah.
And I said, duh. Sugar, you ain't the only one I'm dating. And he goes, really? And I said, really? And he's like, that's fucking hot. I'm like, oh, right on. So we get upstairs, and I mean literally, before I turned around and his tongue's in my mouth and hands are on the boobs and the bra comes off with like two fingers, plammo, and it's like, oh, Joey. Oh my God, right? And the shirt's off and the pants, and the next thing I know, he's like, thighs are around his shoulders, and oh my God, just the fucking sex was amazing. I'm like, oh my fucking God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
She was praying hard that day.
Right, 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 the whole time. Oh, Jesus. So.
Save me, Jesus.
So I go to get dressed, and he goes, don't get dressed yet. Ooh. And I'm like, why? Because I like looking at you, he said.
All right.
Oh. Now, you ladies know me. I'm kind of.
Sappy.
We all are.
I'm, you know, it's I'm a little shyish.
We
you know?
All are. All us big girls are.
So yeah. I'm laying there, and he's talking to me, and he's looking like this. I'm like, what the fuck are you looking at, dude? You're making me nervous.
He's looking at that beautiful ass.
He goes, I cannot quit looking at your ass.
I love that ass,
nice.
Too.
It's a great ass.
And I was laying there, like, my head was, like, on his chest, and I'm sitting there talking to him, and then he just stares in my eyes for, like, 5 minutes, and he doesn't say anything. And I'm thinking, either this motherfucker's completely intense, or he's about ready to fucking kill me. One of the two, right? So I'm thinking to myself, at least I got fucking laid before I died. Okay?
So, and laid well.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So he looks at me and he goes, did you have a good time? And I was like, yeah, I really did. And he's like, I really did too, baby. And I went, Oh, God.
That one
you know
word.
What? Right? This guy could be complete ass, and he calls you baby. Just like that, and you're like,
oh God, right?
Okay.
So I leave, and he calls me later that night. Hey, babe, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. What's going on? I'd really like to see you again. So I think I met up with him at some bar or some shit. Or we were going to, and something happened with my kid, so I didn't get to see him for like 3 or 4 days later. 3 or 4 days later, he's like, baby, I want to go out. I'm like, oh, okay. So I went and I met him.
And this is cool. This is really cool when the guy wants to actually go out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Instead of now, just come to my place or right. let's go to your
right.
place.
Right. Right. So he says to me, babe, I'm not at home. I'm at Sam's Town. Come pick me up. Okay. I drive down to Sam's Town. And here he comes. Okay. Now, all y'all know, I love a bad boy. Mm-hmm. Love the way these bad boys look, right? He comes out with jeans, a black hoodie, and a baseball cap.
And he's Woofy. Got a swagger.
Oh,
nice.
I'll tell you what, this motherfucker's cock can walk on its own. That's how much of a swagger he's got, okay?
Yeah.
So he struts his shit out to the car and he gets in and leans over and kisses me. Hi, baby. I'm Aww. Like, oh, God, no.
She immediately reaches into the female deity zone and goes, I love you.
So he goes, where are we going, babe? And I'm like, I don't know. He goes, well, let's go down to Arizona Charlie's. I think they have a bar band playing. We can sit at the bar. Okay. We park. I get out. I'm walking. He grabs my hand.
Oh.
We go. Now, there's a bunch of bikers, right? We stop and we're looking at their bikes. And he's like, oh, baby, come here and look at this one. And they're all looking at him. And some guy comes over to talk to me. And he walks up and he goes, can I help you? I was like, ooh, sexy and chivalrous. Fuck yes. Okay. So we get there and I go to open the door and he goes, you know, that really fucking pisses me off.
What?
And I'm like, what the fuck did I do? He goes, you're with me now. I open doors for you.
Oh.
Well, his ass should have been up there to open the door.
And I
walk a little faster,
fucking
man.
Came, dude. I was like, ah! So we go in and we sit down and he leans over. We're drinking. And he leans over and he whispers in my ear, I really like being out with you, babe. And nice. I'm like, oh, God, please let me get laid. Please let me get laid. Please let me get laid. So Irma texts me and she's like,
we're
hey,
very
what
religious
are you doing?
Around here, aren't we?
And so I'm like, oh, you know, now I'm out with this guy. And she's like, where are you guys? So I said, you know, we're down the street. She goes, well, come meet us. So I get there and Alexia's friend is there and we're all waiting for her. And we walk in and I kind of recognize him because I've seen a picture of this guy, but I didn't really formally meet him yet. So we introduce ourselves and we get there and he's talking to Bo and they're just getting along because they're both named Robert and, you know, they think they're the shit.
Right.
So they're all talking, you know, they're schmoozing and shit. And Alexia comes walking in the door and I walked over to her and she goes, hi, honey. And I looked at her and just went, shh, listen to me. And she's like, what? What's the matter? What's going on? I said, do you see that beautiful display of a man sitting there with the baseball cap? And she looked over. She goes, holy fuck, he is hot. Who the fuck is that? I said, that's my date. And she goes, are you fucking kidding me? And I said, no, ma'am. And she goes, holy fuck. And I said, really?
Nice job.
So we walk back up and I introduce her and we're sitting there and da-da-da. And her and I move over to sit together and talk. Because you know how the women are. You know, when we get together, we're bullshitting. He
talk
walks over to me, kisses me on the cheek and says, baby, I'll be right back. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Aww. Checking in.
Aww. I looked at Alexia and she looked at me and she went, oh, my God. And I said, I know this motherfucker comes out with this shit from nowhere, right? So we all decide we're going to go down where the pool tables are. And we get down there, and he's drinking, and we're flirting, and he starts aggravating a drunk British man because he's Irish, and they start getting into it, and the next thing I know, he's fucking with him and making fun of him, and the English guy's fucking with him and making fun of him. I'm like, babe, come on, let's go.
It's like the wars over, you know,
yes,
Britain
right.
and
yes.
Ireland.
Yes.
Right.
So I'm like, nice. Baby, let's go, and he's just instigating.
And Bo is instigating
yeah.
like crazy.
Okay. Yeah. You guys realize I never met him, right?
Oh, you so missed out. So anyway.
Lucky you.
Now, as he's bitching, right, he's just getting sexier and sexier as he's going because he's drinking a little bit. He's kind of loosening up.
And getting cockier and cockier.
Oh, yeah.
And we love
he's got his little jacket open, you know, and a little baseball cap on. And y'all know how I am. Sucker for a fucking baseball cap.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So I get him outside, and Alexia walks outside with me, and she's like, just take him back to the hotel room because we're going to get a hotel room. Take him back to the hotel. Call me when you get there. Make sure he's all right. Okay. So we get there. I don't call her. I don't remember. I talk to her. Walks in, and 2 seconds later, motherfucker drops trowel. Blammo! And he is completely fucking butt-ass naked under them pants. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The next thing I know, I look over, he's taking off the hoodie, and it's all, he's all like slow motion in it and shit, and I'm like, oh, god damn. And I almost told him, please leave the hat on. So, I went and I changed or took off clothes or something, and, or I didn't take all my clothes off, and he goes, what are you doing? I said, talking to you? He goes, not unless you're naked, you're not.
Ooh, and I'm right.
Like, oh, big daddy and forceful too. So, you know, we start fucking around, and I think we fuck like by twice now. By the time she calls and she's like, how is he? She texts me, how is he? Has he calmed down? And I'm like,
not really.
Well, he's not angry anymore. Let me call you back.
Call you back.
Oh my god. So we're laying there, and motherfucker looks at me and he goes, baby, I'm starving. He orders pizza.
Nice.
The pizza guy comes. He goes to, I'm like, babe, don't open the door. He goes, shut up, I got it covered. He goes and opens the door. I'm laying in bed with a sheet across my boobs, right? He opens the door. The pizza guy looks in like this, and he looks at the pizza guy, and he goes, who the fuck are you looking at?
Ooh.
Oh.
Protective.
And I went, oh, god. So between pizza and sex all fucking night long, right? We finally, the next morning, I take him, I don't even remember where. And so we kind of see each other on and off. You know, it wasn't like an all the time thing, but, you know, I'm a sucker for the pretty men. So whenever he called, I usually went, okay.
Right.
And then I went wherever he wanted. So I finally get to the point where I'm splitting up with my ex. My ex is out of the house. Oh, no, this was Alexia met him first before this.
This is
the
this
corruption.
Is the corruption.
This is the corruption of Alexia. Yeah. I am at the aforementioned motel with beautiful Beau.
Motel 6 on Boulder Highway, mm-hmm. across from Boulder Street or Boulder Station, right?
Right, right. Sunday through Thursday, it's $35 a night, gentlemen. So if you're ooh, really cheap, you
no
get
credit
so
card needed.
Right.
Or ID.
So, so he said, baby, I've got a fantasy and I really want to ask you about it. I said, all right, sure. You know, I'll try anything once, right? He says, I really want to have a threesome with one of your friends.
Whoa.
And I thought about it, and I'm like, ooh, I don't know, you know? Because that kind of, you're treading on some right, iffy ground, right, right. You know?
Because you don't want them to leave you for
right,
your friend.
Right. Well,
that's not going to happen.
Yeah, right. I don't want right. that. I didn't want the whole, you know, problem with the friend thing. Swinging dick is like, you know, you get 10
there
of them
dime
in a minute.
A dozen.
So I text her, and I'm like, Irma? Where's Alexia? And she's like, here's her number. Her phone number got changed. Da 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 da. So I said, okay. So I text her and I said, what are you doing? She goes, nothing. I was just, you know, getting ready to go home. And I'm like, I have an idea. She's like, what? What do you want to do? And I said, well, do you remember Beau? She's like, oh, fuck yeah, I remember Beau. And I'm right. like, well, he'd like to have a threesome. And she's like, really? With who? And I went, really? She goes, oh, my God. She goes, wait a minute. Normally, I would say no, but I'll be right there.
I did. I thought for just half a second. I was like, because I figured if I went and I didn't feel comfortable, I could always leave.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? Cause...
Right. So she shows up with, and bless her heart, soda, alcohol, and condoms.
And ice. Oh,
and nice. Ice. And ice. So I tell him she's on her way, and he's like, oh, my God, really? I can't believe we're going to do this. So all night long, sex.
Before we get to the sex, we're just sitting there having conversation. We're talking. We're getting comfortable with each other, right? And he reaches over, and he playfully slaps at me, and he hits my boob. And I said, hey, there's no hitting involved unless it's a
Prelude to
something else.
Oh, this is okay.
Right? And he proceeds to look at the both of us completely bewildered.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, what's wrong? And he goes, you guys are fucking kidding. Prelude's not a word.
What?
And I prelude's looked not, at her.
What?
Yes.
Prelude is not a word. You being an idiot.
Prelude is not a word.
So this was sign number one. No, yeah. No. This is sign number two, because instigating with the British guy.
Right.
When he wasn't you don't really do that. Irish.
Right. So.
Okay. So this is
her and two. I figure. Okay. We give each other that look, you know, and we're like, oh, he's pretty. Explain it to him, you know.
So it's a good thing he's pretty.
Yeah, it was such a good thing, because the motherfucker would have been cut off months before, okay? So we explain it to him, and we go on about our business. And there's right. sex everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
I mean, oh my God. And
there's sex in the bathroom. There is sex on the vanity. There is sex in the bed and on the floor and on the chair.
That was the night that I wore the black lace panties
yes,
for him.
Yes, it was. I have pictures.
I've never, ever, ever worn black lace panties for anyone ever in my life.
And now she does it all the time.
I keep the pictures because her ass is really pretty.
Nice. Now, wasn't there some more talking and more wordplay going on, it seems?
There was one more word.
Yes.
Finagle.
Finagle. And he said that was... He said, isn't that where you get the movie tickets from?
No, you asshole, that's Fandango.
And I said to myself, is he really that pretty? So, we get through the whole night of sex, right? And... Alexia gets to stay, and I had to leave to go take my kids to school, but I came back after I took them, you know, because I'm the good mom. And I come back, and she texts me, and she's like, I left, he's still sleeping, da-da-da-da-da. I walk in, and there he is under a white sheet, so you can see the outline of his nakedness. Oh. Just beautiful. And he's just, he's even pretty when he sleeps. So I walk in, and I shake him, and I said, baby, it's time to get up. Babe, it's time to get up. And he looks at me and he turns around and he smiles and he goes, hi, baby. I'm so glad you're back.
Aww.
Can we have sex before we leave? And I'm like, I'm stripping before he said the word sex. He's like, can we? And I'm like, whoop, 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 let's go. You know, because I was thinking, well, if that wasn't what he was leaning towards, I can at least try and get laid before we leave.
Right.
So.
What guy is going to say no?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Right. So, you know, we have sex and we leave and he's texting me and I text him. And I mean, just, oh, my God. So, like I said, the ex leaves. He happens to call me. Babe, what's going on? What are you doing? And I, you know, told him that I had, he left and I was by myself and I'm packing stuff.
No. There was one more. Remember? We were getting ready to go out and we got a room at Arizona Charlie's.
That's right. We were getting ready to go out of town. And I'm like.
Calypso and I were getting ready to go on a trip.
That's right. So I'm like, ooh, let's enjoy the moment of no children in a hotel room.
She got a free room.
Nice. So. We go, didn't I picked him up on the way, or did we pick him up together?
I think he had called you, and we picked him up together.
Okay, right. So we get him, and we bring him to the hotel room. And Alexi goes into the bathroom, and I'm sitting on the bed. And I have found that if you act like you don't want men, they want you more.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sitting there just watching TV, and I feel his hand slide up my back, and I'm like, ha ha, gotcha! So
it's another
night
of
debauchery, just crazy sex,
and
right?
Sex. And this is the night where we find out that he, I asked him to turn on the radio.
Yes. She's like, do we have a radio? And I'm like, no, there's none in here. He goes, oh, wait, I've got a radio on my phone. He says, Alexia, what kind of genre of music do you like? And I looked at her. I looked at her and I said, yes, Alexia, what genre of music do you like? And then I looked over at him, and if looks could have killed, he was, because he's one of the macho men, like, you know, don't make me look stupid, even though I already am stupid.
Right.
So, yeah. So, already, are we seeing a pattern here? The man is not smart.
Right.
It's a good thing he's so,
not the brightest right. crayon in the box.
So, we're to the point where my ex is out. He's like, babe, come get me. I want to stay at the house with you for a few days. I'll help you pack, everything. So, I go and get him, and we come. He comes over, and there's just, I mean, raunchy-ass sex. I leave the house and go to buy lingerie for this man. Mm-hmm. I've never done that. I didn't do that for my husband when I was with him, and we were together 17 years.
Mm.
So I come back and he's like, baby, put it on. And I'm shy and I don't want to. So I put it on and he just can't keep his hands off me. I mean, we're just going at it, right? So finally we get done and we pack up a little bit. He goes over to his sister's or something, comes back. a little while later, Alexia texts, you know, I know you guys have been in there working so much. Meet me for a drink.
Do we want to talk about the cards, strip cards?
Yeah, you're
the
missing.
The kissing cards?
Oh, you're honey, this is going to have to be a 2-week story. If you ladies are good enough to make it a 2-week story, we will talk about the cards.
Yeah,
let's talk what about do you the think?
Let's okay, talk about
we got it. Okay,
yeah, because that one that of the kind nights, of introduces Fabulous Dave and his enormous nipples.
No,
not Fabulous Dave.
Super Dave. Okay, so one of the nights that he's over, the girls come over and said you were going to bring some alcohol and you know just chill out and relax because they knew I was under a lot of stress at that time.
We were going to help her pack her stuff.
Right. So they come over and beautiful Bo is there and. The girls are over, and Alexia and Sierra are over, and Sierra says, oh, can I invite Super Dave? And I'm like, well, sure. So Super Dave comes over. We all, I don't know whose idea it was, but we decide we're going to play, I don't think, it wasn't strip poker. It was whoever wins the hand of poker gets to pick.
No. Kisses the lowest hand of
That's
poker.
That's right. High hand kisses low hand, regardless of whether you're kissing another man. You're kissing another woman, or a man is kissing a woman.
We did have to argue the point for the guys and the guys.
We only had to argue for Bo because Super Dave will do anything.
Right. That's true. Dave will do anything if it gets a girl hot.
Right.
Okay.
So, the first hand, wouldn't you know it? Bo lost. Badly. Guess who won?
Super Dave. Nice.
So he looks at me like this and he's like, do I really? And I said, you agree, do it, brother. I don't know what to say. So Dave stands up like a fucking champ.
Yeah.
And he walks over to Bo and he goes to grab his face like a woman. And Bo goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. We don't need to do all that.
Yeah, this is before they started
so
kissing.
So Bo leans in to kiss him, right? And Bo thinks he's just going to get away with a, no.
Oh.
Super Dave stuck his tongue in Bo's mouth, and if the man could have shit bricks, he would have.
Nice.
I swear to God.
But they held it.
Yes.
They held the kiss for a
like
normal amount of time.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. And we're all like, and you know me, I'm all looking, I'm all up in there like, oh, damn. So they get that done.
Calypso thought it was very hot.
And I did.
I don't think I've ever seen two dudes kiss.
Oh, yummy. Then Alexia and I tongue for a little while. Because she had high and I had low or something.
And we made sure we put on a show.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And you can hear,
the penises
under the table. Nice. So then Sierra and I had a little tongue action going. And for all of those, too bad we don't have visual radio because Sierra's boobs are large.
F-cup.
G-cup, actually. Granted,
all of us are large-breasted women. But Sierra can hold her own, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. And
so,
a few others.
So, right?
And some drugs across the border.
So that night, I don't remember what had happened, but the next thing I know, Sierra's sitting on Super Dave's lap, and she's damn near falling out of the chair because he's dry humping her, and I'm like, oh my fucking God.
I thought the chairs were going to break.
Oh my God, right? So she says, can we go in your son's room? And I'm like, one fucking speck of cum on my baby's bed and I'm kicking your fucking ass.
She didn't specify whose cum,
so
though.
The next thing I know, I'm hearing bang, boom, crap, shit's falling everywhere. And I'm looking at Bo and I'm looking at Alexia and he's looking at me. And I'm like, what the fuck is he doing to her? So they
was
finally,
that the first night you guys had sex?
Yeah, it was.
That
was the first night we'd ever met.
That was awesome. So they leave and we go to bed. Bo just passed out because he had drank so much. So the next night, Alexia texts and she's like, you know, I know you guys have been working all day. Come meet me for a drink. Okay. I'm like, baby, she wants us to meet her for a drink. He's like, all right. So we go down and we meet her and we're, you know, eating pizza and we're drinking and we're talking and laughing and bullshitting. And this man is sitting next to me. And he goes to the jukebox. He's like, babe, you got some money? I'm like, yeah, here, take some money. Because, of course, he didn't have any of his own.
Yeah,
he goes to the jukebox.
This is a recurring thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Goes to the jukebox, and he plays these fucking sappy country songs.
Oh,
and
God.
He looks at me, and he's singing these songs to me.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm just like, you know, because I'm just totally in La La Land. So, Alexia leaves. We leave, we get home, And you guys are going to have to wait till next week for the rest of this story, because this is the shit. It's getting good, guys. It's getting very
and
good.
It's only going to get better.
So far.
Yeah, it is getting so much
you
better.
You thought the corruption of Alexia was good and me banging Super Dave from the ceilings and rafters at Calypso's old place. Wait till you hear about next week's half of the story.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
Shit. This one involves polices and all kinds of shit.
Oh yeah, it's a good time, guys.
Yeah. Are you going to be joining us next week, our resident
skinny bitch?
Skinny bitch?
Hopefully. I should be here.
Nice, awesome. Nice.
All right, well then, thank you all very much. It's been a great week. We're going to lead you out with Here Kitty Kitty from the Yellerbellies. You can visit them at myspace.com/Yellerbellies, YELLERBELLIES.
She can spell.
Here Kitty Kitty.
Well, my girl's got the sweetest pussy, nestles in her lap. Be the first to admit and wanna stroke that kitten, fell right into her trap. Now all that fur and purring gives me cause to pause. She may have a pretty kitty, boo, watch out for those claws. Then I'm calling out, yeah, kitty, kitty. While I'm the one that's ready to pounce, how could such a cute puss be so dangerous? It's a naughty thought to count. Now all that fur and purring gives me cause to pause. She may have a pretty kitty, boo, watch out for. Needs I love.